I know what they write. Blah blah, I hit you, yeah yeah yeah, that's like general liability, nigga. I for an eye. Well, God fucking damn it, do I just feel slighted? Only in my daydreams I'm ever delighted. Got it by vices and see my devices. Mind if I'm irate and lift up the climate of the room due to my die mother die face. Name of the time and place, fucking apology. Wanna be dropping beat and F-bombs to the point. The whole lot of the whole pot of seeds. Yeah, at my mere presence, good fuck you all of our creeps. Insert if I had a dollar scheme. Half of the fucking niggas mocking me. Couldn't match my productivity. Cunning you was sucking fucking myself off. Stale off, never know it like a sell soft. Aw, bitch never worth a fuck, well only just tell soft. Nothing to my ear, now she's a cunt to tell off. Beat up a husband and male friends, yes. At the battered women shelter, saying who they have for sale rent. Yeah, get bent out of shape, fuck if I go through with it. Wild out, become a loser, elusive dance. It's always jinx for your tongue, not jinx for my cunt. But fuck pussy, cause if I have pussy, then I want your pussy. If I had your pussy, I'd want more pussy. Never enough, this one is just too much to endure, pussy. Cancel me, yeah, fucking go shit, pussy. Okay, nigga, come cool, collective, nigga, y'all fooling with mess shit. Let me go down in my checklist. Juggle of chat, messy kid bet, ain't kid bet, and erase a bet, hate that bet. Wanna flex, fuck a vice on my last life, park crash drive, r/die, man of the year, just didn't pass right on. Awful cop out in obscenity's extremities, acid, then she said she wasn't that into me, where depression is a fucking industry, and boredom is the mainstay, mayday, do my brain leans with gameplay, ain't space. I'm over it, but pissed that thing for gucking, yeah, could impressive shit, not to be negligent in the list, yes. Of the admiration, genuine, yes. At the same coin, though, second shit. Even in first place, left with tense, left with tense. Niggas nagging on the daily, that's the shit. Autistic, thorn in my side, toward the side. What is brought to my eyes, pulled out of spy. Right. And who to tell, shut the fuck up next, huh? They have a complex, and I'ma come back. Me guessing success was a glass, huh? Foreign so upset. But I'm not done yet. Laying in my best vision, blood red, huh? Nigga, come cool, collected, nigga, y'all fooling with mess shit. Let me go down on my checklist. Juggle of chat, messy kid bet, ain't kid bet, and erase a bet, hate that bet, wanna flex bet, work.
Word, ladies and gentlemen, bet, it's the With the Apology Show. I know what you know when you know what I know. Flippity flopping, this is my flow. You boys have got any bars on you?
No.
Get them out your pockets. I wonder.
That's not even on the stream. More, there we go. Now I'm on the stream.
I wonder who was more likely to have rapped at one time, Ross Dogg or CEO?
CEO.
I'm saying Ross Dogg.
CEO in high school for like the video class.
Yeah, I was at college actually.
Yeah, see.
Oh, Jesus. But what's your rap name?
If that tape ever resurfaces, I'll fucking.
We need it, Nick. We know Nick has it. I got all the hits.
He might. No, he wouldn't have it actually.
I got all the hits, dude.
I got pretty lucky that when I was in college, I was a hard drive with everything I did on it that crashed. So I got pretty lucky that that tape was never going to resurface.
So you made a whole mixtape?
No, I just mean the music video.
So what would you say was reminiscent of? What kind of flow did you have?
What? No, it wasn't that. I didn't even, like, this is how I didn't take it very seriously. Like, I literally.
Well, that was your first problem.
Yeah, that was your first mistake.
Yeah. Maybe you should have took it serious.
Well,
went,
yeah.
To school for the arts.
We got an F on the project, so.
Do it right now. Just spit it for us. Don't even think about it.
I can't do that.
Come on, it was a joke. You didn't put any work into it, so you got nothing to be ashamed
Yo, Donnie's kids
no,
are tardy.
I know.
Come on.
I feel like Bella and came for this rap tape.
I got nothing.
I don't understand what Ian thinks he hears sometimes, because I've heard CEO in 30 seconds say he didn't rap like 10 times, and Ian still thinks that there's a verse for us to listen to. He just made the music video.
Yeah.
Who'd you make the music video for?
It was for Class.
Can we hear your part?
Was it a rapper named Class? Was he a Jamaican white guy?
No.
So did you put some like Quentin Tarantino stank on you on this video? Who were your
influences? No, it was mailed in. It was made in a day before, and it was probably the worst assignment I ever did.
So do you pretend to be the rapper in this video?
I'm trying to remember.
You have like a little bandana?
What? No.
In your Raiders jersey on, so you can look hot. Hot.
Close. I was wearing a Blue Jays jersey.
Well, this Joe was Booney. A long time ago. Were you dancing like Puffy Combs?
No.
You ever wish you never knew Nick?
I sometimes wish I never knew Ian.
Was life easier before you knew Ian Ellis?
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of things I was missing.
Like, do you feel like you enjoy stuff less now that you know him?
Yeah, I do. I'm on more medicine, so, I mean, you figure that out.
I would like it if you were on less medicine. We can have that conversation.
I don't want to have that conversation.
Oh,
fuck that.
Let's go there. Ooh, tell us about Jay your habits, CEO.
Jay says you got a chemical lobotomy.
Well, shit, man. I feel good. I do. Anyway, aren't we supposed to be making fun of Charles Bennett or something?
I have a short one called Bill Burr is a Poser.
Oh, shit. I want to hear that.
It's two tapes. So I'll tell you guys some backstory. We've been teasing Lewis, and he went on the Bob Kelly and Mike Colta show and spazzed out. I took
some
clips of that.
Some might say he was a Spurgin.
He was Spurgin. They put it up on Reddit. I ripped the Reddit video, and I put it on with apologies. And somebody struck it and flagged it and had it taken down.
Boo.
Yeah, with apologies is on its second copyright strike, so we can't do anything with that channel till fucking November. So I have to go and start some new with apologies channels that Ian does not have access to.
Yeah, just do like with apologies 2, with apologies 3. That's what everybody does.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
I'll take this one. It's right at 1,000 subs. I can finally have a monetized channel.
Well, shit. I'm gonna need Lane's help because Lane knows how to build the channel. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Just keep posting clips.
You know, people hate merch. What can you do?
It seems like my clips are the ones that get him in the most trouble, so I might have to just leave your channel alone.
Yeah, you know, we can't do anything with it till November. That's what it fucking said.
So I hit up Lewis, and I was like, who was it, Bobby or Colta? And he said, probably Colta, because he's like a thin-skinned little bitch that doesn't like being teased.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby's pretty cool. He wouldn't do that. So over on Philip Wave, we have a new cartoon called The Two Fat Flaggett Show. And there's the new Mersh and Royce.
Oh, this is going to be a series. I thought that was a one-off. I didn't realize that was a pilot.
We should watch a Pitbull Toddler song after this, too.
That was part 1 of 437. We do so the Pitbull Toddler.
Do you want us to watch
this cartoon?
You know
what's crazy to me?
Again?
Is, yeah.
Oh, wait. The story was going somewhere. I'm sorry. I'm a little high. I said all that to say, I've been looking into Bobby Kelly, and I have two Bobby Kelly tapes tonight, And in my Bobby Kelly research, I found a clip of Bill Burr that tells me that this motherfucker is a poser and a fake and a fraud, and he's not the man that we've always thought he was. And I'd like
to use the word "we've" a little liberally.
We all looked up to him as a comedic influence.
Whoa, you looked up to him.
We all said he's the next Patrice as a group. We made that decision.
I never said that. I didn't even know you faggots by at that time. Don't lump me in.
Yeah, Ian.
Bell Ann still stands
with
me.
I did see him live, though.
I would have never said that.
I don't think we ever agreed on that, Ian.
These are conversations that Ian has with himself.
He just assumes we're all going on board with him. I mean, they use my name.
You know, there's
Ian's
no
the
I
one that's
team.
Been. Ian's the one that's been telling me that Bill Burr was like a cuck and a fake for the last 5 years.
Yeah,
now
what the fuck?
Now I have evidence.
Finally.
That's the thing. I can never fucking run with what Ian's saying, because Ian will spend 6 years making fun of fucking... What was that bitch's... Who's the lesbian bitch from
Cameron
Australia?
Cameron Esposito?
No,
Hannah Gadsby?
Yeah, you spent 3 years making fun of Hannah Gadsby, and then you came on here one day and you go, you know whose special I watched that was actually pretty good? That
Hannah
dying
Gadsby.
Bitch I made fun of.
You know what? Ian, I gotta say, Cameron Esposito, who he has her phone number. We could get her on the show, and he will not.
That is not her phone number anymore.
How do you know?
He knew her 12 years ago.
She's big time.
Dante still has the same phone number.
So Dante's not on TV.
Cameron's last special was called Rape Jokes, and it got zero praise, and then Hannah Gadsby came out, and she was like the queen of the lesbian people. And that enraged Cameron Esposito. And so now she's going for her second attempt to, you know, shock and awe the gay community. And her new special is called Big Dyke Energy.
Ooh. I got it.
Well, we should be making fun of her.
She's campaigning for head vampire. She's coming for your neck, Hannah.
Bill Burr clip.
Flippy haircut, and she's ready. She'll scissor you down, woman.
Bill Burr's a poser?
Let's roll the clip.
Minute 30.
A lot of volatile people, and you think in your head, I'm never doing that. I'm not going to...